This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Imagine if one day you wake up and you hear the news that you've inherited a lot of money. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, all your dreams are going to come true. No more troubles, no more debt, no more worries about where I'm going to pay my mortgage or my rent or pay my kids' tuition. All your dreams and all your problems solved. Great, right? Now, dunya, right? This is a lot of wealth, but in dunya. Now, try to imagine with me, if someone comes and tells you, you can inherit Jannatul Firdaus. Yes, just like I said, you can inherit Jannatul Firdaus. You can actually inherit what? Paradise. How? Look with me at Surah Al-Mu'minun, right? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Truly, the believers, what? Have achieved success, right? They've become successful. How? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who, what? Have khushu'a. They feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in their salah, right? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ, what? عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. Those who don't talk too much about things that we shouldn't be talking about, right? They keep away from the dunya and the things that we shouldn't be, what, kind of like dragged into and distracted by, right? Whatever it is. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَعَلُونَ. Those who are, what, doing or giving their zakah, right? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مُلْمِينَ. Basically, those who keep, what, their purity and their chastity, and only, what, kind of like protect themselves, they keep themselves for what, their spouses, okay? And the ayahs go on, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what as well? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِعَهْدِهِمْ وَأَمَانَاتِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Sorry, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who keep their promises and their words, right? And when somebody entrusts them upon something, they take good care of it, right? And then what? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who kind of preserve their prayers. You don't delay to the last minute. You always make sure you're praying, you're prepared for prayer, right? Simple things, right? They're very simple things that you can actually try to implement. Why? Because in the following ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Those are what? The inheritors. The inheritors of what? Ya Allah. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Ya Allah. Those who inherit الْفِرْدَوْسِ, right? Those who inherit al-firdaus, guys, do you understand what I'm saying? When we hear that we inherited some worldly matter, we're excited, but inheriting paradise, right? And not just that, hum fiha khalidun. They're going to be in there for eternity, forever. Look at Surah Al-Mu'minun. Look at the first 9 ayahs. And look at what are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you. And try to apply them in your life. Subhanallah. I read this surah many times, but this past Ramadan, somehow, I don't know what happened, I was reading and all of a sudden like a light just turned on like I've never heard it before. And subhanAllah, it's very important that when you read, that you're not, I know we're always trying to get a lot of reward, especially when it's Ramadan, we want to read as much as we can, but try to contemplate. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that fath from Him. It's like you driving down a street a million times, and then somebody, all of a sudden you see the store and you're like, how did I not see the store before? I've driven past here so many times. The same thing with Quran. Sometimes we read the surah so many times, but at one point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what opens and gives you that fath and that light and you start to comprehend things. Read Surah Al-Mu'minun. See what the things are. Preserving your prayer, praying on time, giving zakah, keeping away from lagh and things that distract us from al-akhirah. And then inshallah, ya Rabb, you're going to be from the inheritors or inheritors of Jannatul Firdaus. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.